Guitarist Django Reinhardt was a gypsy who lived in France. He was born in 1910. When he was a teenager, his left hand was permanently damaged in a fire, giving him only limited use of the two smallest fingers on the hand used for fretting the guitar. Despite that, Reinhardt became the first European jazz musician to win the admiration of American musicians, and he remains a major influence on guitarists in or out of jazz. His music is used in the latest Woody Allen movie, Sweet and Lowdown. A new collection of records Reinhardt made over a 13-year period offers an overview of his work. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, "This is the real stuff."
Django Reinhardt's guitar playing would have been startling even if he'd had full use of his left hand. His timing was uncanny. Django's 1930s recordings with his French band recall some of Louis Armstrong's 20s records in this respect. While the rhythm section plays a fairly stiff two-beat march, he's loose as air, circling the beat, as on Duke Ellington's Solitude. One musician who could keep up with Reinhardt was his partner in the so-called Quintet of the Hot Club of France, violinist Stefan Grappelli. Grappelli plays on much, but not all, of a new 6-CD box with the poetic title, The Complete Django Reinhardt and Quintet of the Hot Club of France Swing and HMV Sessions 1936 to 1948. It comes from the mail-order house Mosaic Records of Stamford, Connecticut. As one expects from Mosaic, there are some previously unreleased pieces, and the box includes a booklet with lots of historical photos and excellent notes by guitarist Mike Peters. The Hot Club Quintet's personnel changed a lot over the years, and it sometimes had more or less than five players, but it always had upright bass and one or two rhythm guitars, a string band concept that sometimes parallels hillbilly bands of the 1920s and 30s. Easy to hear why Reinhardt helped inspire the teenage Chet Atkins on his way to becoming the king of Nashville Cats. Reinhardt and Grappelli recorded for other labels besides Swing and HMV, but this stuff is typical. The partners split up in 1939 when war broke out in Europe. The violinist spent the war years in London and Django in Paris. A city occupied by the Nazis was a perilous address for a gypsy who was also a jazz musician. Two groups in official disfavor. Even so, Django flourished in wartime Paris, a tribute to his talent, to the fact that some German officers liked jazz, and to the music's recognizably continental flavor. Reinhardt wrote tunes in blues form, but he never really sounded bluesy. He also wrote evocative ballads the French soaked up like Bernays sauce, such as Nuages with its perversely misleading intro. Thank you. Pelli gone, Reinhardt had replaced violin with the clarinet of Hubert Rostand, which gave the band a new sound and spirit. Meanwhile, Django's playing just got better and better, as on Rhythm Futur, inspired by train rhythms. It almost sounds like he'd been listening to novelty band leader Raymond Scott. Django's fast, clean articulation was so advanced, it inspired modernists like England's John McLaughlin, the next transatlantic guitar hero. Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli were reunited after the war and picked up where they left off. They should have sounded old-fashioned by then, but if anything, the music was even hotter, not least because the rhythm section had limbered up. Stefan Grappelli continued to play well into the 90s. He died only a couple of years ago. Django Reinhardt passed away in 1953, but his music has lived on in countless reissues since then. Part of his appeal, then or now, is that his music audibly reflected his European roots as well as his love of jazz. Since the 1960s, that mix has typified many fine improvisers from the continent, but none has grabbed American fans the way Django did. It's as if he so epitomized what a European jazz musician could be, they never needed to look any further.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the complete Django Reinhardt and Quintet of the Hot Club of France Swing HMV Sessions, 1936 to 1948, on the mail-order label Mosaic in Stamford, Connecticut.